Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, tell us what's happening right now with this Kim in North Korea.
Talking about the opposite side of the spectrum, people that are they're atheists faking God, they're not faking in North Korea. Mm-hmm. You know, we a couple weeks ago, we were praying. It was an international day of praying for the persecuted church. Mm-hmm. And we want to have a burden to pray for our brothers and sisters who are being tortured and persecuted all over the world, but we're not going to have that burden unless we actually know what it is that they're facing on a day-to-day basis. And in North Korea, Fox News is reporting that, this says North Korea, but, you know, Kim Jong-un, mm-hmm. the dictator there, he's behind this, that 80 people were mm-hmm. executed, some for videos, the report says, or Bibles. But he had a large
for reading Bibles and watching some videos of TV from
South Korea, mm-hmm. which he watches all sorts of videos, and
he's known for his love for Hollywood.
And that's his whole thing.
And this is where the basketball dude,
Dennis Rodman,
goes there, and he's in the midst of all this persecution. He went there and gave this guy the limelight.
Yeah, the limelight, and calls him friend, and all of this is like, really, come on now. Mm. And this is how evil Satan is. He just took a page out of Nero, which is all demonic, but he gathered all these people and he brought them into a stadium, filled a stadium with 10,000 people to watch these folks with a white bag over their head. These
paint this scene for us again, because this is so, it's so intense. My brain's trying to catch up with what you're saying. Is this leader of North Korea
gathers
an arena or something?
In a stadium.
Wow.
10,000 people, including children.
Was this the same stadium that Rodman went to?
I don't know, but that would be interesting.
Yeah, wow. Make sure whoever's that, doing this, if you put a related article
it's
with Rodman going
Shin
there.
Pung Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And he gathered 10,000 folks, including children, okay?
In the audience
to watch them see these folks get mowed down with machine guns to the point that they weren't even...
They assassinated all 80 folks? They assassinated?
Well, they did 10 in each area. Like 8 in one, 10 in another, you know, in different cities. And they put these folks out there in front view of everyone. And you look at this type of stuff. This is exactly what Nero did. I mean, when Nero burned Rome and people went, you know, were attacking Nero, they actually, he had to find someone to blame. So he started blaming Christians for Rome burning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just horrific. It is absolutely horrible. It says, this is what it says, one of the quotes. I heard from residents that they watched in terror as the corpses were so riddled by machine gun fire that they were hard to identify afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what's happening. Let me tell you something. It's important that we pray for the persecuted church. It's important that we understand, my goodness, these are our brothers and sisters just for having a page of the Bible. You know, I saw a report not long ago in South Korea. The Christians in South Korea were tying bags of Bibles together, and they put them on balloons, and then they released the balloons, you know, with the plan that they get to North mm-hmm. Korea, just for possessing the Word of God, just for having it. They're being executed. And you look at this, and you got to say, my goodness, Lord, you know what? Not only am I going to pray for the persecuted church, but we want to honor God.
Right.
We want to honor God and read the very word that these folks are being killed over.
And then think about it. The word mowed down seems so light. They got, I don't know how you describe, being shot to death by rapid fire of, I got shot once, one bullet in the back of my leg, and it felt like a car hit me in the leg.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I can imagine multiple cars hitting you. Mm. For possessing the Word of God, that's it.
Mm.
For the Bible, and the truth is, we have 97% of people who profess to be Christians in America who have multitudes of Bibles that are not even considering how powerful it is. 81% is not even picking it up at all.
Yeah,
and it's like, don't you understand the future? The future, because if you got to understand, we just talked about a vertical view and a horizontal view, a biblical view and a worldview, a dark view and a light view. Listen, it's all the same. When you understand vertical view, a biblical worldview, the same darkness that's promoting radical Islam is the same darkness that's in North Korea.
Yeah.
That's how generations that never met each other act the same way because it's the same darkness. Yeah. It's the same powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness. And so understand that. Don't think there's some sort of unique North Korean demon over there that's going to do something. Mm. That the same devil that's grabbed a hold of this young man, which is the son of the previous leader right yeah. here, is the same devil right now that's pulling, trying to get you and others to pull God's name out of things. Mm-hmm. So eventually they can make it illegal for you to even have the word of God.
Right.
To even have it.
Well, the same evil that wants to, or having the debate in the Supreme Court over private and public prayer.
Praying out loud or praying to yourself. That's exactly it. It's the same darkness. And even to entertain the concept of that. And so so this is how we need to pray for the persecuted church. Understand this is happening everywhere. You know, many places in the world. It is on the overnight phase in America. The enemy would love if he could convince enough folks to be able to feel this way or do this way. But understand this, if the enemy cannot take away the word of God completely, what he'll do is create some other distraction such as the Quran and call it the word of God.
Yeah.
And then make it illegal for you to say anything negative about it. I mean, this is what our president said to the United Nations. Mm-hmm. The future must not belong to those who blaspheme the name of the prophet Muhammad. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
he said, the United Absolutely. Nations. Which means you can't talk about Islam. That's right. what he says. Which means you can't acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the only way to God.
That's right.
And it's like, okay, if they can't totally take it away like Kim's doing over there in North Korea, then we'll just create this whole other fear factor and say, you know what? You know, we got to start opening our mouth now while we can for God. We got to start reading our Bibles right. every day. And the thing about it, don't read it religiously. Read it relationally. If we really want to help the North Koreans, this is how we can help them. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life.
Yeah.
Truly, make him the Lord of our life. Get in the Word yourselves. Begin to have a relationship with the Word who became flesh, Jesus. Abide with him. Go to iabide.org. And then allow him to lead you to be the light of the world. And you never know. You may be flying balloons into North Korea. You may be the one that actually sets them free by bringing in the gospel, the light into North Korea. God loves the North Korean people. Mm. Obviously, Satan hates them.
Yeah.
He's bound this leadership, which one of the senators call from a horizontal viewpoint, that it is a organized crime family who happens to have a nation. Mm. That's how they described it.
Wow.
And this is what's happening with radical Islam. We're watching, Pat and I saw some assassinations, take the same, very same thing. They mm-hmm. lined them all up. They lined them all up. They tied their hands and they did the same thing. They shot them to death.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's as long as it ends with your death or denial of Jesus Christ, Lucifer's fine with that. Mm. And this is what Jesus says. As long as it ends with you accepting his death and living for him, he's okay with that. Which one do you want to serve?
Wow.
Which one do you want to be the Lord of your life?
That's right.
One, Lucifer demands you to die for him and kill others.
Right.
Why God sent his son to die for you. Mm-hmm. It's just totally bipolar opposite. It's a totally. Clear choice. Mm-hmm. And if you choose darkness, if you choose to show up at one of these atheist mega churches things that we were talking about and that they're building in Nashville and different places, I mean, you're choosing darkness.
Wow.
You know, and understand even while you do that, even while you're walking away from God, that he loves you and he has a plan for your life. And at any moment you can turn, if you have more life than sin, mm-hmm. and you turn to him, he will forgive you. He'll accept you and just cry out to him because he's real.
That's right.
But the church itself, we need to rise up.
Yeah.
We need to get a biblical worldview. We need to get a vertical view. If all you have is a vertical view, I think it's better than anything else. But then because you're living life, You'll be able to get a vertical view of the horizontal. You'll begin to understand what's happening in the world better. And you'll have compassion for folks.
Right.
You'll have compassion realizing they're held captive to do the adversary's will. And when you see how these dots are connected, because some people that have just a horizontal view think that's unique in North Korea. They think that's unique in the Middle East. They think that's unique. And they don't see they're connected at all.
Right. They don't see it as evil as it yeah. is. It's evil.
And so when this young man, you know, gets whatever they called influenced by radical Islam, and he decides to blow up Americans at the marathon in Boston. Then people say, well, these are not connected because he's like, you don't have to understand, that's a horizontal viewpoint. But understanding a vertical viewpoint, understanding darkness and light, That is so connected. That's Lucifer. Mm-hmm. That got into our nation, that took a hold of this young man and his brother, and all the venom that he's loosing on the earth, he loosed it on your fellow citizens, killed them after beheading a few roommates, by the way.
Wow.
You know, allegedly, in college, the older one, and throwing marijuana on their bodies and leaving them there to die. This is the darkness. Mm. This is it. I mean, you cannot befriend the dark. This frenemy stuff is not real. You got to make up your mind. Who are you for?
That's right.
And the hope is, because 2009, like we're saying with George Barna, that only 9% at that time had a biblical worldview. 9% of America. And that was the good old days in 2009. Wow. That was the Norman Rockwell days. I say that in jest, knowing that that was a few moments ago, but things have changed so dramatically now.
Less than that.
Yeah, that there are no moral corrects anymore. That the Bible, based on this horizontal view of darkness, is like, we were ready to push everything to do with God out of this nation. It's like, we got to wake up. Mm-hmm. We have got to wake up. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.